I'm just on the train on the way back to Budapest. The trips to and from the train station to the temples are usually much more demanding on my back than a three-hour train ride, which is nice and smooth, but the car rides are unbelievably bumpy. Hungarian roads. But more specifically, city roads are really badly maintained, and it's just jarring and bumping back and forth. It really takes a toll on my back. But on my way to the train station, I dropped in at the temple and gave morning class. We were reading Chaitanya Charitamrita, and Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami was speaking about his empowerment to write Chaitanya Charitamrita. And he was talking about the qualities of Sri Haridas Pandit, Madan Mohanji's pujari. And in the process of glorifying Haridas Pandit, then Kaviraj Goswami quoted Bhagavatam verse Yasasti Bhakti Bhagavati Akinchana, which states that someone who's engaged in the unflinching devotional service of the Lord, all the good qualities of the demigods become manifest. However, for those who are not devotees of the Lord, even though they may possess some good qualities, ultimately they're completely disqualified because they're hovering on the mental sphere, and whatever they possess ultimately becomes null and void. This verse, which Prabhupada quotes many, many times in his writings and in his talks, is particularly relevant when we're talking about the raising of children, education of youth, and the development of qualities or personality development, which is something that's very big nowadays. Although generally the personal qualities are not because people want to become ladies and gentlemen, but particularly because they want to develop certain qualities which gets them ahead in life. So they want to be high motivators, they want to be able to inspire employees to work all out and make more money for the company. In other words, people want to cultivate qualities nowadays to further economic development. Nonetheless, Vaishnavas and transcendentalists and even civilized people see the value in personal development as a matter of developing character, because such character development enhances the quality of society and enriches and inspires society to go forward towards higher ideals, ultimately towards transcendental ideals and religiosity and liberation. However, in our modern secular society, and even more so in an atheistic society, there's no relationship or correlation between belief or spiritual practice and the cultivation of good qualities. Therefore, I'm sure many listeners have had the experience of preaching or talking to others when people will say, well, I know many atheists and meat eaters who are good people, who are very charitable, who have good qualities, and so on. And now, here the substance of the verse comes into effect. The second part of the shloka says, yes, you may have atheistic people, you may have meat eaters who have some good qualities, but because these qualities are actually disconnected from the root from which all good qualities grow, they're all a product of the mind or mental speculation, and ultimately they lead nowhere. They dry up and disappear. So let me be more specific. What does it mean, the root of good qualities? Yasasti bhaktir bhagavatiya kinshana sarvagunas tatra harasate sura. Srimad Bhagavatam begins by defining that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is Jamadhyaya Sujataha, the source of all emanations. Similarly, devotional service to the Lord is also the source of all activities. And the qualities of devotion are the source of all other qualities. When Sanatana Goswami begins in describing the principles of Sadachar in his Hari Bhakti Vilas, then he says that Sadachar, or the behavior of sadhus, or real behavior appropriate for Vaishnavas, proper behavior, is the behavior of Krishna's eternal associates. In other words, the conduct that pure devotional service inspires within the hearts of the Lord's associates, that is what is stated here, sarvagunas tatra harasate sura. Often in the translation of the word sura refers to the qualities of demigods, because in this material world they're what ordinary people consider to be the most advanced and elevated beings. However, in the absolute sense, the most advanced and elevated beings are the Lord's associates in Vaikuntha, and more specifically in Goloka Vrindavan. So their pure devotion is what inspires behavior and qualities which are complete and perfect in every way. And that devotional service, when also practiced here in the material world, becomes then the root from which other qualities such as truthfulness, austerity, cleanliness, penance, sweet speech, consideration for the welfare of others, all of these things grows from. So Srimad Bhagavatam says, Yasasti Bhaktir Bhagavati Akinchana. And here Srila Prabhupada talks about unflinching devotional service. So it requires a certain quality of devotional service, a certain kind of nishtha bhakti. And when one is firmly engaged and does not waver in devotional service, then that then becomes the fertile ground from which good qualities naturally become manifest. So it may be that those who come from Hurata, Hunandra, Pulinda, Pulkasha, who come from low-class families who don't have good qualities, these good qualities will become manifest in them if they take shelter, Prabhu Vishnave Namaha, of the devotees of the Lord, and engage in devotional service. On the other hand, those who may come from high-class families and who may be taught characteristic traits, how to behave, how to eat nicely, culinary habits, and genteel manners, ultimately those things become lost because they're like a branch that's disconnected from the trunk of the tree. Because the branch is no longer connected to the root, ultimately it'll shrivel up and dry up. So we see that overall direction in modern society, which is atheistic, is that political leaders become more corrupt, educators become more hypocritical in terms of their behavior being degraded, parents are unable to teach their youth how to conduct themselves properly, people use harsh speech, become hard-hearted, violence is the norm. It's the education, it's the entertainment that turns people on. So despite the fact that education is more than ever before, that there is so-called efforts put into personal development, but the overall direction of society is going down the drain. And why is that? Because they want to have the leaves and the fruits of the plant grow simply because they're watering them, even though they've been disconnected from the root. It won't work. If you've broken the branch off the tree, and if you simply pour water on the fruits and the leaves, everything will still dry up and die anyway. It's a futile effort. So Krishna consciousness movement means to reconnect people with the real root of all good things, and that is devotional service. And that's why when Srila Prabhupada was asked about what is actually how does a devotee behave, or how can you just identify a Vaishnava, then Srila Prabhupada says he's a perfect gentleman. Yes, a Vaishnava will be a perfect gentleman, because from his devotional qualities, all the qualities of a perfect gentleman naturally should manifest. On the other hand, Vaishnavas should not then use the argument that because they practice devotional service, they don't have to cultivate all these other qualities of sweetness of speech, honesty, cleanliness, and so on. That type of mentality is the mentality of a neophyte, and what this verse talks about is not about neophyte devotees, but about intermediate class devotees. Yasasti bhakti bhagavati akinchana. So here, unflinching devotional service. In fact, someone who thinks that I'm a devotee, therefore I can behave in any old way that I want, he's an offender, he's an aparadi. He's an aparadi in two ways. In one way is that he thinks that he has some license to be impolite and not a gentleman just because he's a devotee. So that's knowingly committing sin on the strength of chanting. And the other is that ashradate piyas chinvati. Faithless people who don't understand the philosophy of Krishna consciousness, the process of devotional development, they judge Krishna consciousness initially by its visible external characteristics, which means that they will judge Krishna consciousness by devotees. When they see the devotees are unkempt, impolite, don't know the basic manners of humanity, they consider that, well, judge a thing by its results, judge a tree by its fruits. If this is what Krishna consciousness produces, then Krishna consciousness must also be like this. So in effect, these people are then committing offenses and becoming critical of devotional service as a consequence of a devotee's misbehavior. So offense second time. Therefore, following Krishna's advice in the 14th chapter of the Gita, devotees not only practice devotional service and try to be firm and fixed up in Krishna consciousness, but they also cultivate brahminical qualities. They cultivate the qualities of goodness as a means of actually enhancing and invoking the original pure form of those qualities from the spiritual platform. And ultimately, when devotees come to the spiritual platform, then because they're under the influence of the unerring, perfect spiritual energy, everything that they say and do becomes perfect. Their qualities, as devotees so often glorify Srila Prabhupada's wonderful qualities, are all perfect and complete because they're in direct contact with the perfect and complete Supreme Lord and are being directed by His internal potency. Krishna says, Daivi Prakriti Mashita. However, until those divine qualities naturally manifest in perfection, devotees should cultivate the shadow or semblance of those qualities by devotional service in the mode of goodness. And that will encourage people to place their faith in Krishna consciousness, because they will see the representatives of Krishna consciousness as such ideal ladies and gentlemen. And this is the hope for society. They will not be tolerant, there will not be peace, there won't be love amongst neighbors, there won't be any of these good qualities without there being devotional service as the common denominator, which is the origin and source of nourishment for those things which makes life in this world tolerable because the people in this world themselves are tolerable. And of course that becomes much more of an issue in Kali Yuga when, as Bhagavatam says, Dampati Bhiriti Hetu Ramaya Vyavaharaki, that Kali Yuga is meant to destroy the good qualities of men. However they've acquired it, whether through devotional practice or they've developed it artificially, all those qualities will be destroyed and tested. All that much more reason, therefore, to take shelter of pure devotional service, which ultimately means chanting Hare Krishna. That fenceless vibration of the holy name of the Lord is the only thing that will ensure that Vaishnavas and non-devotees equally will learn how to become good and become real gentlemen. Hare Krishna.